ask you a bunch of simple questions. My first question is, how was it like growing up with two brothers?
Oh my god, growing up with two brothers was crazy. Well, I was the firstborn all girl. So I was the one that had to sort of shatter all the glass ceilings. And then it was, you know, my father, you know, big male testosterone kind of guy, followed up with two other boys that were just, they were little demons. They were just little demons. And I remember when we were going to school there, they were going to our Mother of Good Counsel. Mm-hmm. And I was at Immaculate Heart, and it was the same sister order. And the sisters used to tell my brothers, you know, your sister is a straight-A student, and you guys are devils. And so, yeah, so they got into a lot of trouble all the time.
Whoa.
Like a lot.
So did you have a hard time becoming a real estate agent? Did it come easy to you?
Actually, you know, it was interesting because I was coming out of college. I had decided that I didn't want to pursue my master's because, you know, I was going to go to England to pursue my master's.
Oh, okay.
I literally stayed up one night in bed and I decided, okay, so what do I want to do for a profession? I like to dress up. I like fashion. I want to be my own boss. I like design. I like architecture. And I just started just like listing all of these things. And it seemed like real estate was like the best way, but I had originally gone into commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Or had flirted with commercial real estate. I was doing that. I don't remember how it worked. I think I went to my dad's broker's real estate company and I didn't learn anything. And then I ended up going to John Douglas, which is where your mama bear was going. But your mama bear was in Las Feliz. I had to train in Glendale. And the first year, I think I made $600.
Oh, wow.
I was devastated. And my dad said, you know what? You like this. Just stick with it. Just stick with it. So I think the second year I made $4,000. And it was like the third year that it started sort of happening. And then by then, I was more of an experienced agent because I had worked in Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to John Douglas in Las Feliz, and that's where I met your mom.
Wow.
That was like in 1994,
1995. Oh my gosh. So how was my mom? How did she impact you as a real estate agent?
I remember that I wanted to buy a house in a neighborhood called Adams Hill, which is a Glendale neighborhood that was, it used to be the city of Tropico. Uh-huh. And then it was annexed over to Glendale, so it became a Glendale part of the city.
Okay.
And I wanted to buy a house in Adams Hill, and somebody won on a multiple offer for me, and it was John Abreu, your Uncle John.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, I want to say that I had a conversation with him, and he's like, you can't be here, you have to be in Las Feliz. And John Douglas had this thing where you could go to any of the offices, which is kind of the way Coble Banker works too. You're allowed to go into any of the offices and just show your card. So the office was at 2150 Hillhurst. It was five blocks away from where my parents' house was, where my apartment was too. And I stopped in there and I remember going into the lunchroom to get coffee or something. And I'm like, who is this Lori chick? Because she had like, boom, boom, boom. She had like five or six like active listings. And then she had on the board, she had like 12 solds. And I'm like, who is she? Wow. She's just
a big shot.
Who is she? Oh my gosh. She's a powerhouse. And I knew a little bit about her. I knew that she had gotten like an REO account. I'm like, oh, well, that's really cool. I think I was still back in Glendale. And then I came in one day and I finally met her. She had, her mom had passed away. And I had told her.
My grandma, Maureen.
Yeah. And I had told her that, you know, I had extended my condolences. She was very sweet to me. And then I kind of met John, and then I started meeting all your other aunts and uncles. And then I think it was in 94, I finally moved to John Douglas, what is now, what was then Coble Banker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was, I want to say I was 28, I was 29.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
That's very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just one more question. Yeah. And, so tell me more about, like, your mom and what she used to cook and stuff and growing up in a primarily Hispanic household and how that
totally
was.
Totally Hispanic household. Okay, so what you don't know, my great-grandmother, I think she got married at 14, and she was a widow at 20. So she was like one of these like almighty forces, and I remember everything about her was very loving, and you know, she basically never married again. She used to make us chicken soup. She's like, "You want chicken soup?" I'm like, "Yes." And then she'd go out in her farm, and then she'd take the neck off of a chicken, and then like,
oh my gosh,
all the feathers off. We're like, "No, we don't want chicken soup. Oh, no, we don't want it." So it was my maternal great grandmother, my grandmother who was a teacher, and my mother. Who is a, I don't think you call her an idiot savant. She's basically a numbers genius.
Oh, yeah.
So she, super smart lady. And again, almost, you know, it's not a coincidence when you meet people, because my mother and Lori are very similar in a lot of ways.
That's very, I see that too. Yeah.
Growing up in a Hispanic household, my mother was not your traditional kind of lady. She had boyfriends before she got married. She was not pure when she got married. I'll just say that. She made no qualms about that. My father had already been married before, so she was marrying a divorcee. And in Mexico, in the city that my family is from, which is Monterrey, Mexico, ultra, ultra, ultra conservative.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
My mother was, like, shameless. I mean, that was, like, scandalous. So she married a divorced man, and she didn't get married in the church. She only got married civilly. So she bucked at 26 in Mexico a lot of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
That just did not happen. So consequently, you know, my version of Hispanic household is, here was my dad, so sort of very, very traditional. And we were raised here in the United States. And it seemed like every time we went into the house, we had to show like a passport and we had to show like a driver's license because when we were entering Mexico. So they were very sort of traditional people. But what I loved about both of my parents is that they have this open-mindedness that I think I was very, very fortunate to have. My mother wanted me to know everything about everyone, she wanted me to explore, she wanted me to travel, she wanted me to experience life, and then she used to tell me, I want you to do everything. Try to do everything before you get married, because after that, there's no guarantee. So then I follow along, and of course I don't get married till I'm like 37. And you know, as
to Chili Dog.
Yeah, to Chili Dog. And it's interesting because, you know, in many ways she's reverted back. She's like, you know, why are you so, you know, you're a little too independent, Claudia. You need to be a little bit more like, you need to kowtow a little bit. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, this is the mold. You already made it. There's no way that you can change it. So, my mom's like 76 now. So she, you know, she's a little bit more traditional. When I got married, she's like, "You're not wearing white." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not pure either. Hello, I didn't wear a veil." She's like, "Well, what's that about? Like, Mom, really? Like, I'm 37. Really? Let's not be hypocritical about this. I didn't get married in a Catholic church." So, and she was fine with that. So, I learned this sort of, a combination of a lot of sort of traditional Mexican values, in collaboration with a lot of very liberal attitudes. Mm-hmm. So a lot of traditional stuff, but a lot of liberal stuff. And being in the United States, I think, only made it more bent towards being liberal then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more conservative.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. So my mom's very, and my dad too. I mean, my dad's chicken little. He's pretty, I'm blessed with having two parents. My dad's 82, my mom's 76, that kick my butt to this day. And I'm going to be 50. So.
Yeah, they're like.
You know that.
I love, like, your mom is, she's hilarious. Yeah, she's a little spitfire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's all love, but she doesn't take crap from anybody.
No, she just says it as it is.
She calls it as she sees it. She thinks you're full of it, she'll
call you on the table. Just, yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Hey.